Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I believe there is technical problem for the presenter to present this evening Blog Talk Radio show. Can you present it, if you're still there, presenter?
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Joe, the presenter of today's broadcast. Today's topic for discussion is God's Conspiracy, Satan Illusion, to be presented by Philip Peter Ajustafet. We ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. Thank you, and may God bless this ministry.
I thank God for tonight's topic. It's very, very ambiguous. What we will do is more justice to the knowledge that God gave to us. And we continue in the discussion of this topic in our next presentation. It will be in part, or we just deal with it as God gives us the opportunity. And I pray that we will be blessed by this broadcast in the name of Jesus. As we have heard, God's conspiracy, Satan delusion, conspiracy. God conspiracy and Satan delusion. Before I dealt a little bit in this, I want us to have something in our back of mind. And I want to let us aware that man is living in the sphere of words. In our consciousness, we try to make senses from everything that appears nonsense. That is the realm of which we are. But within the realm of this sphere of world, there are limitations and the capability of using words to make senses, even in this realm. Intellectually, we might deny it, but I believe strongly, which is not only me, that there is another realm that is beyond this realm. And that in this realm that I'm referring to is a realm that I can call beyond the world of phenomena perceived through the senses, lies the real invisible world, the essential world. This is where the divine works. and what is seen in our nature is governed from this realm that I'm talking about, that is beyond the world of phenomena perceived through the senses. That is what I refer to our consciousness. Don't forget, God's conspiracy, Satan's delusions. I believe human being is made in the image of God. And the Bible says, God is spirit. That is to say, man is possessed of soul, spirit, and body. Like I said, we live, that is, man is living the sphere of words, that is W-O-R-D-S, words we use to speak, I mean, to make senses. But this is happening. As soon as we describe something or someone as divine, that is, as soon as we describe something or someone as divine, we are moving in a sphere where words have lost their power. God's conspiracy, Satan's delusion. Without no apology, I believe that God created heaven and earth. And all things that were created, both seen and unseen, are for him, by him, and to him. And I believe that there is another spirit being created by God, not necessarily God making to be what he wants, but because God is God of absolute freedom, he chooses to be against every goodness of God. And he is so organized, and he's so powerful, but his power we have nothing to fear of, and that entity is called Satan. Conspiracy. There are a lot of meaning to this word conspiracy. When we try to use words, that is, trying to make senses and perceive it by senses in this realm that we are, that is, in the realm of consciousness. But this led me to understand certain things again before I started go on this conspiracy, because like I told us, we will continue as God willing to present this topic as God gave us the opportunity in the near future. And I know it is to the benefit of we, the listener, because I believe this is oracle of God, the word of God. There are two things, though scientifically, we believe that all things must be making senses. But even with intellect, there is limitation to it. And this makes me to understand, because I want us to really get the grasp of the conspiracy, God conspiracy, Satan delusion. I have the text to support this, but there are numerous texts in the scriptures. But for now, if we have the time, because of time limitation, I will paraphrase everything. But the listener to this broadcast, the tune-in, whether in the archive or the next time, you can just read the book of Romans chapter 11 from verse 1 to the end. And I believe you'll be blessed. I'll be blessed too. The heart of man, which is the seat of emotion, and the mind of man, which is the seat of reasons, both these two entities have different functions. The heart has its own reasons, which the mind, reason, does not know. Remember, I gave us the text that is to compare how God dealt with Israelites and the Gentiles. But for today's broadcast, we just want to just get the real in-depth of this conspiracy in humanity form, as well as to the limitation of the words. Let me use it so that we can understand words. Words, that is W-O-R-D, that is language. Let me just use it. Spoken words, that is just to the limitation of this, to this conspiracy and delusion. I said the heart and the mind, both these have non-identical reasons. The mind is so complex. The intellect. Man is so sophisticated. It is the mind of man that sent human being to the moon. It is the mind of man that invented atomic bomb. So also, the heart of man has its own reason. It is in this heart of man lies a serious deception, emotion to manipulate. For instance, the heart seeks its own benefit. I'm using this in a battle over what the truth is raging constantly. In times of war, truth is the first casualty, because everyone engaged in battle proclaims what is profitable for his cause, even if it goes against the truth. Then you will see that the heart, according to the Bible, is so deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And as its own reason too, which the mind does not know. And like I said, the mind invented bombing, cars, telephone, technologies, everything. But this heart too, that I'm talking about, the seat of emotion, has its own reason too, which is not identical. For instance, the birth of a man's deepest conviction is not the result of a process of thought. A man that realized that he was a sinner and voluntarily surrender, confess your sin. Obviously, just like the mind language used to say, this is obvious and this is so. That is mine. But the heart that is in the deepest confession, this is not result of a process of thought. For instance, a subconscious mind cannot be trained. When we go to the realm of limitation of the world, that is the realm when we move from this sphere of spoken word in which we can make senses from everything that is we perceive, then it becomes subconscious. And this cannot be trained, but we can learn from it. That's like somebody said, Jesus was a madman. But the irony of everything is that there is similarity, a certain similarity between insanity and genius. Every intellect possesses the touch of madness. For instance, Galileo's during his own time, when he was presenting his discovery to the church about the universe, he was not in conformity with what known to the church at that time. He was tagged as a crazy man. Because what he's saying is beyond the realm of their consciousness, awareness, God's conspiracy, Satan's delusion. So, like I said, we cannot train subconscious, but we can learn from the madman. Because subconscious does not behave in a logical way. Years back, when in the early age of computer, when we have the memory of 256 megabytes or 500 megabytes, and when the discussion was being discussed, even with Bill Gates, as genius as he was, that how can they expatiate on the memory of computer? And the answer is, there's no way a man can need up to like 20 gigabytes of computer. We don't need it. Then you see the limitation of the intellect at that time. But today, even we're talking in terabytes and so on. Subconscious does not think in conformity with the ordinary laws of reason, that is, with ordinary law of the intellect, the mind. For instance, it is in some dreams that one can see the magnitude of a man's hidden values. God's conspiracy, Satan's delusion. What is conspiracy? And what is theory of conspiracy? Conspiracy has a different legal terminology unfortunately, we are carried away, deceived by the so-called learned. But I'm talking about divine. And when we move from the realm of conscious to subconscious, I want us to know that our spoken word has lost its power. Conspiracy can be defined as an agreement to perform together an illegal, wrongful, or subversive act. In law, it's an agreement between two or more persons to commit a crime or accomplish a legal purpose through illegal action. Do you hear that? The heart and the mind, because they reason in a different way. There's no way you can harmonize that, these two reasons the same time. But like I said, everything that we perceive in nature is being determined beyond the realm of consciousness. Conspiracy, just like I said, a consultation or agreement between two or more persons. It could be either falsely to accuse another of a crime punishable by law, or wrongfully to injure or prejudice a third person, or anybody or man in any manner, or to commit any offense punishable by law, or to do any act with intent to prevent the course of justice. And you see how we are so deluded. Then we keep on saying, or to effect a legal purpose with a corrupt intent, or by improper means. To effect a legal purpose with a corrupt intent, or by improper means. You know, I want to quickly justify this thing before our time, because I will define this thing, like I just said, we're talking about God's conspiracy. In that scripture that I just mentioned about, the Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 11 verse 33 to 36, I will quickly read it. He said, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him, to whom be glory forever." Amen. God's conspiracy. After paraphrase everything that I've said about conspiracy, because we are trying to bring us this broadcast to a certain point. How we are living in the culture of fear, in the deception, in which the nature of this humanity that we respect so much is so corrupt by wickedness. Then I have to define what is delusion. Delusions, according to psychiatric belief, can also be a false belief, strongly held in spite of invalidating evidences. especially as a symptom of mental illness. The delusions of persecution. You know, with what I just read in the book of Romans and the definition of the conspiracy, it's now we have to sit down now and find out what is conspiracy. And the big part of it is that to effect a legal purpose with a corrupt intent, that is a legal purpose. Who knows the legal purpose? And who can differentiate from a corrupt intent? And when you just link it to what is delusion? Delusion to have its own belief. And is that a false belief? How do you know that it's a false? God's conspiracy, Satan delusion. For instance, somebody said one person suffer from delusion is called insanity. But why many people suffer from delusions is called religion. How can you differentiate a single person talking to himself in the street, on the street, and they're talking, just keep on talking to himself, laughing, people say inappropriately. And when you go to a congregation where maybe a politician is talking, and people are moved by his orator, jumping and shouting, hey, and laughing too. One person is doing the same thing that many people are doing, but the perception within the realm of the sphere of world interprets their action differently. One is being tagged as a deletion of somebody, and the one is being tagged as an assembly congregation. You will see, everything is for God. And the argument is that if we believe in Him, because we continue to expatiate on this conspiracy of God and Satan delusion, if God is the second commentary on the 15th as the presenter we just presented, that those of us that put our trust in God, we have nothing to fear because though we live in this realm, but we are not walking according to sight, but we walk by faith. And as the Bible describes the faith as substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not because we are delusional, but because we are putting our trust in God, the one that knows everything, and the one that wants everything. Thing, both humanity to recognize Him as their Lord. God's conspiracy, Satan delusional. We wish to continue if God tarries in the next broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on September 15, 2013. On which the topic will be part two of God Conspiracy, Satan Illusion at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.